Current affairs. Okay. What do I think about? What do you think about current affairs, Daisy?
What do I think about them? Well, I like them. I think they're good.
Good evening.
At the end of this meeting, I turned to the Australian Prime Minister and said, "Thank you very much, Julia." And she said,
"The dingo ate your baby."
Many hope the Chinese government, armed with nearly $2 trillion in reserves, will help drive the global economy in 2000.
Your intellect is as weak as your dollar. You are made of stupid.
Nearly 50 people have been arrested after a night of rioting in North London. Petrol bombs were thrown, vehicles and buildings set on fire. And shops were looted. Won't get none of your CDs back. Drag off the curtain, rail for the music off your head, DVD from the stand.
I would appreciate your cooperation and just chilling out a bit, please, sir. Sir, did that calm you down at all?
Nathan!
Yes, sir?
I'm putting a fine down. If you find me back, I'll find out who you are and I'll break your legs, okay?
Community and political leaders have condemned the destruction.
Could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Steve Jobs died at the age of 56.
Jimmy Savile has died.
Steve Jobs.
Jimmy is dead. Jimmy Savile dead.
Now, how much should students pay towards their university degrees in England?
Over 9,000! For 9,000!
Vegeta, what does the scouter say about his
tuition fees?
It's over 9,000!
Internet hate machine.
guy
dressed up in high heels and lipstick
and beheaded a vicar in the Church of England.
Father dressed up in high heels and lipstick.
I think it is wrong
to saddle young people with 25,000 quid of debt.
And what the hell are we doing, you Black Brixton slag?
Shut it, you slag!
Democrats
ain't shit but holes and tricks.
What we saw on the streets of London yesterday was completely unacceptable.
Penis!
Seeing people swinging from flags off the cenotaph and defacing the statue of Churchill.
Vagina!
It is not acceptable. It is against the law to smash property, to behave in that way, to attack police officers, and I want to make sure that they feel the full force of the law.
Masturbation!
People who benefit from going to
shut it.
plague.
I'm gonna fuck you up, blood!
One, they're villains of one sort, villains and fanatics. Many films end up with huge numbers of bodies, Muslim bodies, strewn all over as a result of Arnold Schwarzenegger or Demi Moore, Chuck Norris. Lots of films about guerrillas going in to kill Muslim terrorists. So the idea of Islam is something that to be stamped out. But the whole history of Orientalist representations, which portrayed the Muslim and the Oriental as, in effect, a lesser breed. In other words, the only thing they understand is the language of force. This is the principle here. Unless you give them a bloody nose, they won't understand. We can't talk reason. Is the Arab world full of terrorists? Well, I mean, all you have to do is sort of break down the question into common sense.
Wait, there's no point in shouting at me when I don't understand a word you're talking about.
People playing string instruments. It's the end of days.
This is Helmand Province, Afghanistan. Where the British Army is fighting its fiercest battles for decades. I'll be with them as they fight a fearless enemy that is willing to die for its cause.
killed last summer, just 6 weeks after his 18th birthday, Rifleman William Aldridge was the youngest British soldier to have died in the conflict.
In normal times, evil would be fought by good. But in times like these, it should be fought by...
This is a disgrace.
You're a moron! You're an
idiot. This is a disgrace.
You're an idiot!
But we are living right now in broken fucking Britain, aren't we? Where's the fucking money? Where's the fucking money here, is it? That's not 200 billion, it goes this way. So he's borrowed our money to replace our money to replace our money! That basically is the credit crunch explained. But this summer was for the against them and then for them again. It was for VAT on airfares and then against it. It was for parking charges and then against it. It was for museum charges against it. I will take no lectures from the leader of the opposition about the...
Chief Executive Officer, Rupert Murdoch.
Thank you. cop. Beer swigging fat people. Cop, 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 cop. I'm Boris Johnson. Cop. Beer swigging fat people. Technical glitch. I'm Boris Johnson. Radio DJ.
Spending
and I say
structural deficit,
you say
the budget
and I say
doesn't have a proper mandate.
Cuts,
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 cuts.
Let's call the whole thing off.
Michael Portillo. Michael Portillo. Michael Portillo. Michael Portillo. Michael Portillo. Michael Portillo. Michael Portillo.
Solid men and women. I have sex with little boys. Children. I have sex with unemployed Americans. I want your children to touch it over and over again. But if you don't touch it, I can destroy you. I have sex with little boys. Sex. I have sex with Al Gore. I have sex with little boys. I have sex with Priscilla. Little boys. Little boys. What I care about. I have sex with little boys. Little boys. I have sex with the homeless. Sex with children. I have sex with so-called at-risk. I have sex with little boys. I have sex with every child. I have sex with little boys. Solid men. I have sex with little boys. I have sex with Saddam Hussein.
spending cuts. £81 billion.
Crew massive 2011 Royal Wedding. Fuck the Royals, a bunch of helmets, but it's all about coming down here and getting smashed up with a boob with a man named Armadillo. Up in the middle of my barb in the room. That's it, my barb in the room. Come Raven, come with the Raven. Come Raven, come with the Raven. Up!
Into the moment there, Carol.
Interview me.
What do you think of the Royal engagement?
I think it's absolutely disgusting. Fuck the Royals. At the end of the day, granted, it has definitely brought a bit of money into the country, but when you've got the Middletons, their family, spending fucking £5,000 per person per night in a hotel room, you're fucking... Nah, I ain't having it. I'm not having it. It's fucking ridiculous. I mean, yeah, fair play, bring some dough in, but that just ripping the arse out of it. You know what I mean? They're spending like silly amounts of money. Now, the security alone for today would have cost millions. Millions. Do you know what I mean? Like, not to mention all the bullshit they're getting, like some cunt to wipe their arse and all that shit. That came out, it was just a whore, mate. She don't know shit, like. You know, you can't have it. You can't stand for it. Like, yeah, we're here. We're having a good time. We're having a party. But we're not standing for it. We're anarchists. We're thinking, now, fuck you. That's my fucking money, bro. I'm a taxpayer. I'm paying my taxes and they're ripping the arse out of it all day long. And David Cameron, don't get me started on you because you're a fool. If I see you in the street, I'll open you up like a village fate. Simple. End up just tossing off at the fucking hind house. Like, yeah, what have I done this year? Nothing. Burned like 200p though, 200 grand, just chilling on it, sitting on it because I ain't done shit. Lazy bastards. And if, oh my god, didn't even get me started on Boris Johnson, I swear to you, I would open that geezer up.
A legend, bro.
A legend? Because you got a kind of push bikes around London. Nah. Have you seen what he's on per year? He's on fucking dough. And what, you got a couple of fucking push bikes around London? Boris, I'll open you up. Don't come anywhere near me. Yeah, that's love, music, hate, racism. Congo Natty lives in Ramsgate. I knew it for bear, no one believed me. And then I was like, shut up, because he does. He's a Ramsgate head. And we've got Mike Wright just coming down. And we got like Spooker. He's a bit of a helmet, but he's there anyway. And yeah, the rest of them.